Blog Talk Radio.
You thought you were the only one. You hid it deep inside, too afraid to tell anyone, even though you tried. No one else would understand your shame, your loss of pride. No one else would take a stand, and so silently you cried. And then you heard a whisper. To stand with you, I am hurting too, me too, me too, me too, me too. I have felt so lonely too. But a little less when I share with you. I know what you're going through. Please let me walk this road with you. So we stood there hand in hand, like a ripple from one stone, urging others to take a stand and say,
and a happy new year to all of you. Here we are with our second show for 2022. Welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain, and I missed all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Call, text, or inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to call in. The number to dial in is 646-668-8537, or tell them to just click on my Facebook page. You can click on my Tumblr or Alignable, Instagram, or Twitter, whatever you have. Click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular broadcast in order to listen from your computer today or any other day and time after the show. Tell your friends to join me for this 1 hour as I preach on how to hear God's voice. And that's the title of our message today, How to Hear God's Voice. As long as we are in a good place with the Lord, we can hear his voice on a regular basis. God can actually speak to you at any time and point in your life. Before you gave your heart to the Lord, couldn't you feel the pulling? Couldn't you feel the Lord urging you to give your heart to him? It was God speaking to your spirit. He was calling you. And then finally, you stopped running and answered his call. We need to hear God's voice in 2022 because many things are going to jump off this year, and you will truly need to be in the flow of the Holy Spirit because we will need his direction and instructions this year. We need to know what God is doing in the spirit realm and what he's going to do in this natural earthly realm this year. And the only way to know is for us to hear his voice and then take heed to what he tells us. We must have an ear to hear so that we will not be deceived or taken away with every wind of doctrine, every false report, or every scheme and deception of man. How do we hear his voice? How do we hear God's voice, you may ask? Well, I'll teach you by the power of the Holy Spirit in today's broadcast. So stay right where you are. Do not go away. We will be right back. are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. All true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ, which automatically make you a UCA member. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Father God, be with us this day, even in this hour, as we preach and teach your word, the message for today, how to hear your voice. Help us to understand. Help us to get in our place so that we can hear your voice for 2022. Your voice, Lord, and your voice alone is our desire. We want to hear you. We know that you talk to us. So now, Lord, help us to have ears to hear you when you speak, and an obedient spirit to obey you and follow your instructions. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And now for our message, how to hear God's voice. We've talked about hearing God's voice many times in the past. You've probably heard me say that God talks to you and we have to hear his voice. I've talked about it a lot in times past. But I'm going to talk about it a little more often this year because it is so important now than ever before to hear God's voice. Why is it more important now than in years past or before? Because we are living in the dispensation of the fullness of time. In other words, we are not just in the last days. We are approaching day of the Lord. To hear God's voice is not an impossible thing to do. As a matter of fact, the Lord's desire is for us to hear his voice. He tells us to hearken to his voice. To hearken means to listen carefully, to give due attention, to give strict instructions, to give strict heed, to take heed. Listen and take heed. I spoke just recently on our Christian Talk program, and a lot of you are familiar with our Christian Talk program just last Wednesday about hearing God's voice. This is part of what I said last Wednesday on the show. I said the word for 2022 is repent, seek God's face, hear his voice, and obey. The number one priority for the church is to hear the voice of the Lord and obey. We must all repent and hearken to the voice of the Lord this year. If Christians are not hearing his voice in this hour, believe me, you will go crazy. You will actually lose your mind. You will be full of fear because of the things that are happening in this hour and the things that are about to take place in this world. You need to hear, we need to hear the voice of the Lord. If Christians are not listening to the voice of the Lord and obeying him, they will lose their faith in God. They will start to walk by sight and not by faith. And we all know that God wants us to walk by faith and not by sight. Christians, do not allow people, demons, or the bureaucracy of this world to feed you lies and all kinds of negative reports in order for you to put your trust in them. Because when you listen to them, you are hearing their voices and not the voice of God. Listening to their voices will cause confusion and fear. You will have no peace or security. After listening to them, hearing their voices, you, as a Christian, will have to fight every time you try to read the Word of God, the pure Word of God, or hear God's voice. It will be a struggle for you, a battle, to even try and get in the Spirit, because demons will make it so. They will fight against you, because these demons want you to be confused, so that they can disconnect you from God. That's their purpose. That's what they're trying to do. That's why we have many Christians that can't hear the Lord's voice, because they get so overtaken by fear that they run to people who are unbelievers and take their counsel, when it's written very clearly in Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the Lord says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, which is God's word, his command. And in his law, or his word, doth he meditate day and night. Yet many of God's people disregard the word of the Lord, and they refuse to hear his voice, and they refuse his counsel. But they run to these worldly, ungodly leaders to hear their voices, and they listen to their modern-day prophets, you know, the media, because they feel like they are playing it safe. But in reality, they are putting themselves in bondage to a system of liars and deceivers, murderers and manipulators, the workers of Satan. Many people, and that includes some Christians, believe that these worldly leaders can save them. But it's the ungodly leaders of the world that's causing all the tribulation. They are the ones that's causing all the problems in this world, the violence, the death, the fears and unrest all over the world. These world leaders are simply moving forward with their agenda right before our very eyes. Yes, that's right. All that is written in the scriptures concerning the last days that we have read about for many years in the Bible is staring us right in the face right now. And when people, Christians in particular, see these things happening, fearful, they totally lose their faith in God. After many of these very Christians have preached and even taught the word of God in times past. But now, when reality actually hits, they don't trust God's word, nor do they sit still to hear his voice and receive instructions. They can't hear his voice because they put their trust in other voices instead of the voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are some Christians who have gone to spiritualists, soothsayers, and psychics, and those who conjure up demons so that Christians can get their advice from them, get their advice from evil spirits, and hear their voices instead of listening to the Holy Spirit so that they can hear God's voice and be delivered. Instead, they go to worldly-minded people, of which most of them are unbelievers or atheists. But when we listen to the voice of the Lord, he directs our paths. Christians, I beg you, hear his voice today, right now. Meditate on his word, because he will never fail to give you instructions in this hour. And he confirms this in his word. This is what the Lord says in Psalm chapter 32, verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you shall go. I will guide you with my eye. And we are going to need his directions and instructions more than you think this year. So I say to you, fear not. Even though there are pandemics, wars, hatred, and violence in the land, followed by lies and deceits, which cause our nation to be separated and causing political separations even among some Christians. Nevertheless, you must understand that God is commissioning us to hear his voice and obey so we can see what he is doing and what he's going to do. Just understand that when the Lord says hearken to his voice, he means for us to hear and obey. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently, which means to deeply ponder and to do this consistently every time, all the time. He says, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. It's a good word for America today, as well as Christians. This word goes out to his people in this hour. God has not changed. He means exactly what he says. But we must listen and obey. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, saying, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes and pay attention to his commands and keep all his statutes, then I will not bring on you any of the diseases I inflicted on the Egyptians or the people of the world. For I am the Lord who heals you, who healeth you. That means he continually heals you. God is speaking to us in this hour more than you realize. It's just that many of his people are not listening or taking heed to his voice. We are so easily sidetracked. Therefore, many perish. Many of God's people perish. They die or are laden with sicknesses and the disease of Egypt or of the world. But even if you are stricken with worldly sicknesses like the coronavirus and so on, hear his voice still. Hear his voice and be delivered. He has already confirmed that he is the God that healeth thee. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. That means the Lord continually heals you. Okay, so how do we hear his voice? Well, first of all, we must understand that God speaks to us in many different ways. We know that he can use his audible voice. He's done that all throughout scriptures, especially when he spoke to the prophets and patriarchs of the Bible, Old and New Testament, as it is written in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And I'm reading from the Passion Translation. Throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. The Lord literally spoke directly to Joshua in the first chapter of Joshua. Take some time out to read it. Joshua chapter 1. Read the whole thing. It was God's rhema or spoken word, and Joshua heard it. The Lord still speaks to us in this hour in the same manner. He gives us his rhema word through the voice of his prophets and pastors of today as they speak by the power of the Holy Spirit. For it is written in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue. And like he did with Jeremiah and touched his mouth, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. This is the reason why cloven tongues as a fire fell upon the disciples of Jesus, so that they could speak the word of God with Holy Spirit and fire power. Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat on each of them, set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. God not only wants to speak to us, he wants to speak through us as well. God has his human angels or messengers like Moses who spoke to God face to face, but through his glory cloud. And Moses heard his voice. He heard the voice of the Lord. And now Jesus will speak to us directly in this hour, in this very year, directly from his throne to us individually and collectively. We will hear his voice because the voice is now speaking to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, as it is written in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. And this is also from the Passion Translation. But to us living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of a Son, the appointed heir of everything. And through him, God created the panorama of all things and all time. Jesus is now going to speak to us through his Spirit in this very year from his throne, and he's going to do it far more often than ever before. Like I said, individually or collectively, like he did with the early church. Remember? Remember when the Holy Spirit, which is actually the Spirit of Jesus, spoke to his disciples and said to them to separate Paul and Barnabas? Remember? Acts 13, verses 2 through 5. While they were worshiping, this is also the Passion Translation, while they were worshiping as priests before the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, I have called Barnabas and Saul to do an important work for me. Now, release them to go and fulfill it. So after they had fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and sent them off. Now, get ready, all you true believers out there, all you saints of the Most High, all you followers and lovers of Jesus Christ, because the Lord is going to speak to us by strong impression. He's going to speak to us mind to mind. He's going to speak directly to our spirits more and more in this hour. He will also speak to us more and more through dreams, visions, but especially in an audible voice to those who have an ear to hear. The Lord is going to even appear to some of us and speak. Just appear to you and speak. He's going to take some of us straight up to heaven at the very throne room of God and speak to us from there. You may even hear his voice as he speaks through strangers. It can be a bomb on the street. The point is, he is speaking in this hour, and we must hear him and obey him when he speaks. What I'm trying to say right now is that it is important for us to hear the audible voice of God. Keep in mind that we must speak the Rhema word of God in this hour, but we have to hear his word before we can speak it. The word of God was made flesh because the word had to become visible so that the people could be witnesses of the Rhema word of God in the flesh. His spoken word lives and breathes, and the people of the world must hear the living and breathing Rhema word of God coming out of his people in this hour. Jesus is still speaking in this hour, and he needs us to hear his word. It is so important that we have an ear to hear, as it is written in Revelation chapter 3, verse 22. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hear what I'm saying to the churches right now. Hear his voice and obey. Okay, once again, how do we hear God's voice, you may ask? You have to get into your place, your spot. Get into the private personal place, into a private personal place in God. that private, personal place in God and with God. It is called God's secret place, the secret place of the Most High. But where is his secret place? God's secret place is in your prayer closet. That's where God's secret place will be for you. Wherever it's at, his secret place is a place that's, it's a physical place and a spiritual place. It is a location, a spot where you can talk to the Lord privately and personally. It could be your bedroom, on the porch, or while you're having your morning coffee in the backyard. It is the place where you can be in his presence alone and sit in his presence with no distractions. When you go before the Lord, we are to be continually in a place of intimacy with him, a place of communion and fellowship with him. It is having a heartfelt and true love relationship with God the Father and Christ Jesus, his Son. It is a place where we can freely express our true love and desire for the Lord and for him alone. And it is a place where Jesus is free to express his love toward us. It's a personal thing, a place where he can talk to us. He can talk to you personally. Then you listen. You listen for his voice no matter how it comes to you or when it comes to you. Just listen, and if you listen, you will hear him. Don't let your fallen mind get in the way, and you know, because your mind will always try to tell you that he's going to speak to you in a certain way, you know. But he hardly ever speaks to you in the way that you would. Remember Elijah? He went to hear the voice of the Lord in 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And he, the Lord, said, talking to Elijah, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. He was a still, small voice. Not at all what Elijah expected. God's voice will often come at a time when you least expect it, and in a way that you least expect it, and at a place where you would least expect it. I can recall many times while I was in prayer and I asked the Lord a question, and immediately he gave me the answer. He spoke to my spirit and I heard him with my spiritual ears and with my body. Now, that's hard to explain, but that's how it was. And then there were times in prayer that I asked a question and he didn't answer me at all. Well, at least not yet. He always answers, but sometimes it's just not when you expect it. Just understand that when he answers you, you could be anywhere, at the grocery store, at school. The Lord spoke to my wife one time while she was in a movie theater. He can talk to you at work, which actually was another time he spoke to me. But it was his literal voice that I heard. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a vision. It was his audible voice. I was reading a book that someone had given to me on my break. While reading the book, I said a quick prayer to the Lord as I read a certain part of the book that I didn't quite agree with. So I asked the Lord to only allow me to receive what was of him and the rest to just disregard. And immediately, he spoke. He said, you are walking around with the pro commentator. We are high in heaven. Those were his words. It wasn't what I would expect coming from the Lord. I was expecting him to use words like these, you know, thee and thou, that type of, you know, I thought he would sound more biblical. But his voice was very natural, yet supernatural and holy. And sudden, it was quick. It just came. The pro commentator that he said I'm walking around with is the Holy Spirit. The Lord used the word commentator. Why did he use the word commentator? Well, because the commentator is an announcer, a person who gives you play-by-play, one who reports or informs you of things happening, a narrator, a broadcaster. He explains what you're looking at and predict what is to predict the things that are to come. An interpreter. Well, that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does for us. But the Holy Spirit, of course, is more accurate than your regular commentator because he's God. God led me to these scriptures to confirm that he is referring to the Holy Spirit. John 14, verse 17, the Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you do know him, for he abides with you and will be in you. We know him because we walk around with him. The Holy Spirit is with me, and I walk around with him, just like you do, you true believers out there. And he will dwell in us very soon, forever. He will dwell in us forever, very soon. Another scripture is John 14, verse 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have told you. He will teach us. He is our teacher. And now that I'm aware of him, I'm aware of the Holy Spirit, I realize that he has always been teaching me ever since that day. Well, actually, I have to say, I realize that he has always taught me, even before that day, but all of my life. God led me to this scripture as well, John 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. And that's exactly what he does and continues to do. He is the holy commentator of God. And in order for him to guide us, we must submit to him and follow. God can interrupt anything that's going on in your life if he wants to talk to you. You could be dreaming, and he can interrupt your dream like he did with me. That was when his voice sounded like thunder. You see, I have heard his voice many times in dreams, and his voice sounded different each time. Each time I've heard him speak, he sounds different, but I knew it was him. You will know his voice when you hear him, especially if you are in tune with the Lord. We must be in tune with the Lord, which means that we are in a relationship with him. We are in fellowship and communion with him. When we are in tune with him, then we know every time he speaks to us, no matter how he speaks, we will hear him every time, and there will be no doubt. Now, I'm talking about when you literally hear his voice. There'll be no doubt. You will not have to guess. You will not have to ask yourself, was that the Lord speaking? You will know, because it is written in John chapter 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Therefore, if Jesus talks to us, it is God the Father talking to us. The Lord is our shepherd, and we are his sheep. So when he speaks, we hear and know his voice. John 10, verse 14, I am the good shepherd. This is what the Lord is saying. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. We are to recognize his voice and know that any other voice that comes to us in disguise or in any other way is not of him. You see, when any other voice come to us, when any other people come trying to teach or preach the word of God to you or give you something from the Lord, that's when you try all spirits to see if it's of the Lord or not. But when the Lord speaks to you directly, directly to you, you know his voice. Did you know that the Lord can speak to, he can speak to you without you hearing a word, without you hearing a voice? He can speak to you, yet it's him still speaking, though you don't hear a voice. You didn't hear a word, a sentence, but it's him speaking. When I heard his voice speak in a dream, it sounded like thunder. He said, "Be silent while the Lord speaks," and it was like thunder. It was in a dream, and his voice was so loud that it woke me up completely. I was totally wide awake. It woke me up. And then he spoke again, but this time without words. And all I could feel starting from my stomach was energy and love, powerful energy and love. It's like life. It grew and grew from inside me and filled every cell in my body. Every cell in my body was tingling and moving. I honestly believe that that was when he put his incorruptible seed within me. I didn't hear a word, but I knew what he was saying. He was saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And the more I said, "Thank you, Jesus," the stronger the energy and love would grow inside of me. I mean, it was overtaking me. It, like I said, it filled every cell in my body. Every part of my being was filling up with this energy and with this love. It got so powerful that I couldn't speak. It was like I was swelling up, and I could not say another word. I was frozen, being so full of his energy that my ears began to pop, literally pop. I knew at that point that if I said, "Thank you, Jesus," just one more time, it would have gotten stronger, and I would have literally burst open, wide open. Then it began to fade away, slowly but surely. When I felt it leaving, I begged and pleaded for the Lord to stay. The energy of God went back to the center of my stomach where it started. And then it slowly faded away. From that point onward, I began to see his energy. Every time I prayed, I could see it. I could put my hands in it and could feel it all over my hand when I put it in it. Then I would take my hand out, and I couldn't feel it at all. Then I'd put my hand right back in, and I could feel it. And I kept doing that. Often, you know, just putting it in, taking it out, putting it in. I could feel it was real. It was right there in my face, his energy. And now I know that he really never left me. When it faded away, he didn't leave. He was still there. And I know that he is right here even now with me, inside of me today, with the promise that he will rise up from within me again and fill me up and have his spirit fall upon me as well. I was so relaxed, because remember, I was awake during all this, but I got so relaxed as when he faded away, I got so relaxed that I fell asleep. And when I woke up the next day, as soon as I woke up and thought about what happened to me last night, as soon as that thought came to my mind about my experience with the Lord the night before, the Holy Spirit immediately fell on me, and the joy was so great that I began to laugh and cry at the same time. It just overtook me. I was so happy. I have never experienced joy like that ever before. Okay, so now let me say this. understand this. If you have ever, I'm talking to all of you out there, you true believers, if you have ever heard the voice of the Lord, and I don't care how long ago it may have been, even if you were just a child, when you first heard it, it was now, right now, today, this very hour. Though he may have spoken to you when you were a child, it is still now. When God speaks, he speaks in the now. The past, present, and future with God is now. Even in the beginning, he spoke once and said, lights in the firmament of heaven, be, boom. And the lights was there. And here we are. Also, the lights in the atmosphere of heaven. He spoke it then, but it was now, which means that Jesus has made us the light of the world because we are reflecting his light. So let his light shine in you for the glory of God the Father. Let his light shine in you for the glory of God the Father and hear his voice today and then speak with his voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the message for today. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Always living victory.
are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Here's the scriptures for the week. Psalm 32, verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Exodus 15, verse 26, saying, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes and pay attention to his commands and keep all his statutes, then I will not bring on you any of the diseases I inflicted on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who healeth thee. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave to them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. And Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 9. Then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. And all of you who have supported UCA Radio since we started. And we've been doing this now for about a year. And I just want to thank everybody. Remember now, we have another program called Christian Talk, which comes on Wednesday, every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and it's hosted by my wife and myself, Pastor Tasila and T. Meyer. TNT is hosted by both of us, and we're every Wednesday at 8 p.m. So check your time zone, and keep in mind this is a worldwide radio program, so it's going to be at different times depending on where you are all over the world and all over the United States. So tell your friends, tell your family members to dial in to a Christian Talk and dial in to this program, UCA Radio, United Christian Ambassador Radio, and listen to the messages every week and to some music and a message. So join us every week, and thank you so much for supporting us and being a part of the team here and listening and spreading the word about our radio programs, okay? I'm T. Meyer McCain, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry and Church on the Phone Ministry. So you'll be able to even join us on that at times, you know. If you want to dial in, we can give you that information. Send us an email on christiantalkr@gmail.com if you want to know more about our ministries and the different things that we're doing and you want to keep on top of it. Give us a holler. Give us a call, and we will reply back. We will call you back. Or we'll call you back if you leave a phone number, or we'll email you back if you like. So just go ahead and tune in with us and stay with us every week, because we will be sure to try to have different things going on and special guests on Wednesday. We always have a special guest every Wednesday on Christian Talk, and I will have a different message every week on UCA Radio. So tell your friends and family. So in the meantime, we will see you next week, and we want to end with Searchlight. Lord, you are worthy.
Lord, when I thought I was something in my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last. Lord, there were many spirits alone, oh, but you gave to satisfy me. Yeah.
You were listening to UCA Radio, hosted by T. Meyer McCain, sponsored by Solar Records Radio.